Hey, welcome to the theater. Is this your first time? First time being in a show, I mean. It is? Well, don't worry. I'll show you around and I'll show you how things work. Just follow me. So, do you have much background in musical theater, or do you need, like, a total rundown of everything? You know the basics? Okay, cool. So, this is the auditorium. Obviously, the seats are where the people will sit when they come to see the show, and then we have this huge stage all to ourselves. Yeah, don't worry. I get that it looks a little bit scary being on that big of a stage for your first show, but I was on something a little bit bigger for my first one, and honestly, as soon as you were on there and doing your job, it was great. You didn't even think about the people that were there watching you, honestly. Speaking of, which role are you playing? No way, you're my love interest. Well, I know that I definitely won't mind kissing you. Sorry, was that too upfront? No worries, I'm sure we'll become great friends. And if you just follow me up these stairs, this is the backstage area. So, just downstage left, that's where all the costumes are currently sitting. Not everyone has had their fittings yet. Have you? No? Okay. Well, I definitely want to be there when you get your costume fitted. I'm sure you will look incredible. But yeah, that's where you'll want to go for any quick changes that you might have during the show. Quick changes can be a little bit stressful, but don't worry. Usually the stage manager will be there, and you should have maybe one or two assistants to help you change outfits. It definitely feels like a big responsibility, but once people are there helping you, you'll fly through it. It'll be fine. And then, if you take a quick look up, you'll be able to see the platform that's currently being built on the stage for the set. And above that, there'll be the lighting rigs. And just around that corner there should be some sort of like door or like an entranceway. Yeah, the stage manager will sometimes sit there with a few people. They'll have two screens in front of them, and that's where they can watch a show from behind the stage to make sure that everything's going okay. We'll also have in-ears attached to our microphones. So if anything like rips in our costumes that they notice, or like we forgot like a prop or something, they'll be able to talk to us through our in-ears, and then we can quickly come up with a way to naturally like run backstage without disrupting the show and just fix whatever needs to be fixed. God forbid you forget a line though. Hopefully you will remember all of your lines. Please don't embarrass me on stage. But if worse comes to worst and you do forget a line, they'll be able to feed it back to you. Now this little storage unit, it's currently empty, but this is where all the props will be kept. I don't think there's many props in this show, but I know there's definitely a party scene. So there'll definitely be like some like maybe like water bottles and like sandwiches or something put there. Yes, we do actually get to eat and drink the food. If you just keep following me, I will show you to your dressing room. All right, so this is the downstairs section of the dressing rooms. Some of the ensemble members share a dressing room. I think a few other cast members share a dressing room, but that's just because of how the theater kind of has like limited capacity for rooms, I guess. And then if we go upstairs. So, the left door is my dressing room, and then the right door is your dressing room. You want to see my room first? Okay. It's not much, but it's pretty cozy. So, pretty much the first thing that you see here is another door. This is just the bathroom. There's like a shower in there and then a toilet. Yeah, you didn't know? So basically, because we are the stars of the show, we're pretty much treat like royalty by the theater. I don't think any other dressing room besides mine and yours has this. Just obviously, we've got the matinee some days during the week, and then we've got the evening show. So on the days where we have both a matinee and an evening show, we can take a shower in between, just freshen ourselves up and make ourselves look and feel good for the next show. Yeah, it's honestly during the summer doing this show, it gets incredibly hot sometimes. So the shower is a really great thing. I'm really glad that we have this. I mean, how long are you gonna be in the show? Oh, you're here until we close? That's awesome. I can't wait to spend the rest of my time with you. Yeah, I'm here until we close as well. The show's been going for like almost a year at this point, I think. I've been here since the start. A few other people have been as well, but we've had a few cast changes at this point. But yeah, it's really cool that you're gonna be here until the end, like the rest of us. Okay, so back into the main room. I have a bed in the corner over there just to take my in-between show naps. It's a very draining role, so yeah, the naps are very much needed sometimes. I brought these blankets from my house. The blankets that were on them weren't the best. Yeah, they weren't incredible. They kind of felt a little bit rough, and I just didn't like the color of them. I feel like it didn't match the rest of the room, so I brought some from my house. And it is so much more cozier. Like, it's insane the difference if you could have felt the first blankets that were on there, honestly. Then I just have my dressing table, and there's like a little fireplace type of thing. I've just got some Polaroids from like previous casts and stuff like that to remember them. And I also just have some like birthday cards and stuff. I spent my birthday in the show, so. Yeah, I don't like getting rid of birthday cards. I know it's something that people kind of just throw away sometimes, but I like to keep them. I think they're pretty sweet. And this is my ghost light. You're kidding me. You don't know what a ghost light is? Oh my god, we need to get you one. Okay, so basically, sometimes. So there's this like belief, I guess, amongst actors that theaters are haunted, and I'm personally one of those people. I like to think that sometimes when we're doing the show, there's like previous actors who've like done it in the past or whatever, who've like passed away, and they come and they like sit in an empty seat or something and they watch the show. I think that's a really nice thought to have, especially when it's people who you looked up to. But basically, when you leave the theater at night, after you've finished your evening show, you put the ghost light into the middle of the room and switch it on, and it's supposed to like ward off evil spirits and stuff. No, it's not stupid. No, we definitely need to get you one. I think it's like the top thing that you should have in a dressing room. Seriously. Anyways, let's go see your room. I mean, yeah, it's pretty much identical to mine. Do you have any ideas how you're gonna decorate it yet? Nice. Yeah, I mean, you're gonna be here for almost like a year, I think, we have left of the run. Just make it as cozy as possible for yourself and give it that little bit of a personal touch. Okay, so I have a very important question. What's your Starbucks order? Yeah, I like to go and grab everyone some coffee or just some snacks or something before we start rehearsals in the morning. Yeah, everyone in the show is like a little family. And I like to treat them well. So, what's your order? Good taste. I definitely wouldn't mind tasting that on your breath when I kiss you. Just wanted to check, you don't have like a partner that would be upset that we're doing the show together or anything, or that you have to like kiss another person? 'Cause I would like to avoid that at all costs. You don't? All right, awesome. Yeah, I only ask because my partner, well, ex-partner, I guess. When I was first going into the show, I pitched it to them. I told them everything about it. I told them that I would have to have like love interest, and like my co-star would be my love interest. And they said it was fine, you know? They acted totally cool about it for like a month or two, but once I started like spending time with the cast and hanging around with everyone, they just got super insecure and they were pretty much acting like I was cheating on them, even though they knew it was my job to act as if I was in love with this person and not like real life. And so, you know, as like an actor, when you get a few roles like that, it's just not something that I felt like I could deal with, and so I had to leave them. So I am currently on the market, but it's just a lot better professionally, I think. For sure.
Could we please have all cast and crew report to the auditorium, please? Thank you.
Oh, that's our cue. Come on. I'll lead you back down to backstage.